Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
We're celebrating Financial Literacy Month by reviewing the basics to boost your Money Matters IQ. Today, we're covering how to read your credit card statement. Let's talk finance charges and or interest. This is what you're paying for the privilege of borrowing money with your credit card. You do know that credit is not free money, don't you? The finance charge on your monthly credit card statement is the interest you pay on the unpaid balance of your account. The calculation method used to determine the finance charge has an effect on the amount you actually pay in finance charges. The most commonly used calculation method is the average daily balance. Three things you should know about your credit cards at all times: the interest rates you're paying, the balances you owe, and what percentage of your available credit is currently in use. Your goal should be to keep your total credit in use to less than a third of your total credit limits. Understanding this information is critical to your ability to not only manage your credit, but to also shop for the best deals on credit cards, depending on your financial situation and goals. Check sites such as bankrate.com and indexcreditcards.com to compare card offers. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. at AURN.com.